Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Marilyn in Oxford, Michigan.
It's Marilyn. Good morning, Marilyn. How are you?
Good, Hayes. How are you?
Just fantastic.
Where is everybody?
They're all here. So far, we have Michael, Donna, Lucy, Susan, Dwayne, and yourself.
Oh, okay. Everybody's quiet.
They're all quiet, yes.
Oh.
I'm here, too.
And who's that?
Brandon.
All right, yes. Thanks.
Did you beat them all, Hayes?
Did I beep them?
Did you beat them all with your words or your
okay.
wit?
Okay. I know we had just joined in. Good morning. Welcome to the Center Grid Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Good morning, Hayes. Francis calling in from Concord, California.
Hi, Francis. Good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, it's beautiful today.
All right.
That's disgusting. I woke up to snow.
Oh, it's probably going to be about 74 today.
Oh, my God. That is beautiful.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I've been suntanning.
Well, I've been freezing. Turning into an ice cube.
Good morning. Welcome to the Center Grid Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Good morning. This is Willow Danon, and I'm in Riverside, California.
Hi, Willow. You know.
Good morning. I almost missed it. If Wynn's email hadn't come through, I was deeply involved in something, so I'm so glad for the email.
All right, great. Well, thanks for being here, Willow.
How many are on also so far, Heist?
Like a dozen or so.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome.
Hello, Willow.
Marilyn?
Hi. Yep.
I wish we could go back to afterwards being able to have a chat and stay online with a moderator, because I just hate having it all of a sudden quit like that. I really would like to be able to stay in conversation with people.
Well, what you need to do is just send an email to Wynn and request it.
All right, okay.
And if there are more people you know of, have them also send the emails, and then... You know, when there's a need, I know that it will happen. I think so.
If there is a way to mention it later on after more and more people are there,
yes.
I think probably a lot of people would respond.
Yes.
Well, it's just as long as we don't start arguing.
We didn't really ever argue. Not on the chat. It was that there was a person came on that was actually we weren't arguing with her at all, but Wynn didn't approve of her being on there.
Now that is correct. There was somebody who did some channeling or something anyway. That was
oh,
been.
That's right. Yeah.
But Wynn. But I feel, you know, myself, I feel perfectly capable of deciding to whom I am going to listen, and I'm not scared of somebody leading me off in a direction, you know, and he keeps saying, think for yourselves. So I'm hoping that, you know, that he will, he felt protective, like a caring, loving father.
Yeah, because, you know, this is his room, sort of. He has it established, so
yeah.
I can imagine that he doesn't want to take any risk.
Yeah.
You know, this remains.
Because basically what we say in the room is a reflection of him,
yeah.
Whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so, Marilyn. I think we're all individually able to be separate from him. I mean, he says that all the time.
But then... have discussions and stuff like that, then you need to get your own mind together. He does not on his own. I want to welcome people who just joined in. This is the simple. Oh, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is
Mike in Flatsmith, Nebraska.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the call.
Good morning, Hank. This is Gary from Los Angeles.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm fine, my brother.
All right.
Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
Being here. We had somebody else join in. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Donna from Michigan.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. Did you mute the phone line over here? If I mute your phone line, then you probably have background noise. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday Grid Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wynn. Welcome to the call.
Good morning, Wynn.
You're not as a moderator right now, Wynn.
Huh?
You're not a moderator.
Oh, I'm not. Okay, I'm hanging up. Okay.
All right.
Hello. This is Michael from Waterville.
Hello, Michael. And more have joined in. Welcome, everybody. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Carolyn from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hello, Carolyn. Welcome to the call. And somebody else. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
That's Marcia.
Hi, Marcia. How are you doing?
I'm not quite awake. How are you?
And tell. You don't think like the real Marcia. Thank you for being here, babe.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay.
All right.
It's a beautiful day.
Great. People come in right now by bunches. Welcome, everybody. Please say your name and location if you have a chance.
Still in New Orleans.
I hear from you. Is that from Orlando?
Nancy from Orlando.
Good. And to all those who just joined in, please say your name and location.
Rosalind, San Diego.
Morning from San Diego.
Phil, Morgan in California.
Phil from New Orleans. And Morgan from California.
Donna from
Greg Amarillo, Texas.
And hi, Donna. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Welcome those who have dialed in through BBS Radio Online. We're live online right now. Welcome, everybody. We are still checking in, people, over the phone line. Good morning, everybody. Talk to the call if you have a chance to get the same location.
Ruth, Minnesota.
Good morning and welcome to the call. Good. Anybody ever heard the answer? Please say your name and location.
Barbie, South Carolina.
Hey, Barbie. Talk to the call.
Still in Chicago.
The call.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Hi,
Steve.
Gina.
Good morning. She goes. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Hi. This is Kathleen in Denver.
Good morning from Denver. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Good morning to you. Welcome.
This is Gina from Hawaii.
Gina, the Gina. Good morning, Gina. How are you?
I'm okay, Hans. How are you?
I'm just great. Thank you.
Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, Wynn.
Hey, hi. Say, Wynn.
Good morning, David.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm a little stuffy this morning, but I'm okay.
All right.
Hey, guess what? I found my good microphone.
All right.
Hey, you sound good. You're not muffled today.
All right.
Search and you will find.
Good morning. Although it's evening for me, this is Carolyn, and I'm calling from Uganda, and I leave next Sunday, so I won't be on next Sunday because I leave at night. And it's at 9 o'clock at night for me.
All right. Good evening to you, Karen.
So after next Sunday, I'll be in the States.
All right.
So, safe return for me.
Safe travels to you.
Thank you.
And more people have called. Welcome, everybody. We have a chance. Please say your name and location. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm James Hicks in Alexandria, Virginia.
Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Zoe, Sacramento.
Hi, Zoe. Welcome to the call.
Morning, everybody.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Joan in Hawaii.
Hey, Joan. Welcome to the call.
Steven,
I'm going to mute a few phone lines. We have background noise. I mute you, you.
Wynn, you sound great.
Who said that?
Morgan in California.
Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
You talking about
Wynn, Steve here.
Good morning, Steve in Flagstaff.
Morgan,
are you talking about my
microphone? Yes,
my
I
microphone.
Can actually. Yep, no more garbled or muffled speech. Very good. You did good.
Yeah, I second that, Wynn. You sound great. Good morning.
Yeah, those sound lovely.
I agree.
Please, Serpent from Seattle.
Wonderful.
Is Terry there?
Terry has online. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Good morning, Terry.
Morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Morning.
Terry always sounds great.
Yes, indeed.
Yep, I agree.
Thank you.
If there's anyone here who loves Terry, say I do.
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 Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
I do. Do. With enough energy, Terry.
Is there anyone here who loves highs?
I think everybody here loves Tice and Winfrey and Terry and Daphne and all the volunteers because they do such a great job. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. Now, listen, is there anyone here who loves themselves?
I don't always, but I do know.
Yeah. To hate ourselves is to hate each other.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Terry and Wynn, this is Willow, and both of you sound like you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah.
Your voices don't sound like you're fighting, feeling ill anymore. You sound like you've overcome and you're healthy.
Thank you.
Energy, thank you.
No, it's just that.
It's not, well, they sounded depleted.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, that's the trouble with doing these calls three times a week. There's nowhere to hide.
But it's a catalyst for so many people that you get to endure.
That's right. But you know what? It's like by doing it and even doing it when you're not feeling great, it's like it's an example because I remember so many times in my life when I would wake up and I had something to do and I said, I don't feel well enough. I don't want anyone to see me this way, you know? You ever have that? And it's so important if you really have something to do that you push yourself through your own resistance and do it. And the truth of the matter is, in most cases, other people will respect you. Some people won't. Some people will say, oh, Wynn looks
never
bad.
Never will, yeah.
Yeah. But the people that are important will respect you when they see your...
pluckiness.
Yeah, your perseverance.
Your gumption,
Your gumption, right.
Yep. Hear it. Well, what we, as your listeners, need to do then, Wynn and Terry, and we need to focus that... during that we are not just all consuming, that we are sending you energy as well as listening and learning and consuming information, that we are also replenishing you, that we need to do that then.
But you know that you guys do that automatically. You don't have to try. You know that, you realize that? Just by showing
just
up
by
and
being there, yeah.
Just by
exactly.
being there and being loving.
Yeah.
I And that's the best way that relationships work.
And accepting,
Yeah, because when you're trying, it's okay to try, but trying, trying
shouldn't
is a lesser
work. Yeah,
is a lesser
work.
It's a lesser exercise, you know.
Yeah.
It's like when it's after 10, you're gonna be recording it.
Yeah, I guess I'm. You never know what I'm gonna say. That's good.
You're
so.
Revin.
We're Revin.
To know, I think about you all every day. Every day, I constantly think about us and what we're trying to do.
Isn't it a wonderful thing? Wow.
Yeah, I keep it up front in my mind.
Yeah.
It's never on the back burner. It's always on the front because we're not going to succeed if we do it.
Quick, get the tape recorder going. We're missing all these great comments.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Okay, we're live on BBS, by the way. Here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, everybody who's listening
everywhere.
You know what? We didn't close the microphones yet. Everyone's still on the line. And I said we should start recording because everyone was saying nice things about me. And I didn't want to miss that. Does anyone else have anything they want to say that's nice?
Well, you're wonderful, and we're very grateful for you, all your work that you do for us.
That's right.
You know, I'm sitting here homeless right now, but still, you all are number one priority in my book.
Who is that? Who said that? You don't have to.
Donna.
Donna. Now,
where is Donna?
Donna.
Donna
where
is in Super Falls, Montana, to Alabama, and I'm sitting here homeless.
Oh my goodness.
Well, what is your talent, Donna? What do you know how to do?
What do I know how to do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm medically retired, when my life is spiritual life.
Uh-huh. Well, we can't have you be homeless, okay?
No.
Okay, I'm muted the line. If somebody wants to speak, you can press star 6.
Did we have too much funny noise?
That's right. So, Donna, please press star 6.
She doesn't have to press star 6. We heard her.
Is it now?
We hear you. We hear you.
Every place we've applied to get a place to live is nothing has come up. I'm sleeping on the floor of a friend's daughter's house. And I've just made arrangements with another friend that I'm going to go ahead and leave Alabama and go to Arizona.
Oh, well, come to Sedona.
I will be in Mesa.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to be doing a talk in Phoenix fairly soon. So,
and I will be there.
How did you pick Mesa, of all places?
Dave.
Dave and Mesa.
Yes.
All right. That's wonderful. Dave, are you on the line?
Yes, he is. Press star 6, Dave.
Dave.
And by the way, Lori is also traveling through.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Dave, you're an angel.
Yes,
she's a good friend.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad I can help.
Well, you know what? That gives me more excuse to drive down there and do a talk to have both of you in Mesa.
That'd be great.
Any place in Arizona, I'll come and visit you, Wynn. Don't worry.
Okay. Super.
As long as I got a car, man, they can get me to you. I'll be there.
I agree. I'll back him up on that.
All right. Well, I'll bet if one of you has a car, you'll drive the other, so you'll make it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be a heck of a tag team over here in Arizona. We're going to bring
you know,
good energy in along
you know,
with you.
You know, Mesa is a special town. You know that, Donna, for me.
Is it? What's going on there?
Well, did you read the Creator God book?
Not all the way yet, Wynn. When I got it, I was in the middle of packing to come down here.
Mm-hmm.
So I read a little bit of it. I read every day the message a day,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't got all the way through it yet. A little bit too much on my plate.
Okay, well, when I was first exploring all this, you know, and I was with Daphne, and she thought it was nutty what we were doing, I mean, she couldn't assimilate it. I asked them, I said, can you recommend someone I should introduce myself to who's going to find this important. And they said, we suggest you go to Mesa, Arizona, okay?
Yeah.
And Daphne had left, and then Terry and I, a couple of months later, went to Mesa, and I said, this is going to be a wild goose chase. This is going to be crazy. But we had 2 days in Mesa, and I'm looking through the phone book. I'm looking for, like, trying to figure out if something's going to pop out of the phone book. And I was on the section on churches, and I was kind of looking for the Church of Liquid Light and Love Metaphysical Church. And I found out that Mesa was a Mormon town. And, oh, God. And so they sent me to a Mormon church. They said, go to this church, and they even gave me a street name. And I went. So, in any case.
Well, when I'm going to tell you something straight up. I called Ra on into this because we had a problem. And they're taking care of it. Everything that's been happening for the last week is under their guidance, and it's all falling into place. They're constantly with me, and they're constantly with Dave.
That's wonderful. All right. Ariel?
Okay.
What?
I'm on your phone right
there. Ariel, I'm on the call now.
Okay.
Goodbye. Now, you know what? That is a lady, I don't know if I should, that was a lady that I met in Sedona, and she reminded me of myself when I used to hitchhike, because she was like totally, are you on the line, Ariel? I'm talking about you. I don't know if I should, if you're listening. She was totally out of it. I mean, she's like an angelic being that barely can touch down into the physical, and she would, she couldn't stay in one place. And so she'd end up hitchhiking, going to truck stops, and she'd be calling me all over the country with different truck drivers who were driving around. And in any case, she called me earlier because she can't ever remember the phone number of the calls. And so I gave her the phone number, and she probably lost it between then and now, which was about half hour ago. But nonetheless, she's not in with truck drivers now. She ended up, where is she? She's somewhere in Nevada. I wish she was on the line, because it would be good for her to say hello to everybody. It would be good for her to ground her, make her feel part of things. Next time I'll have her do that. Well, in any case, as we're all learning, life is a flow. And it's not what you believe. It's not a belief pattern. Although things have to start with your head, because that's where something comes in. And then you have to analyze it. You have to scrutinize it. You have to say, do I trust it? Is it positive? And you have to be with everything new, whether it's a new friend or a listening to us. And if somebody's listening for the first time, I always say that. You're not supposed to believe in any of this until it resonates. I mean, the one thing that we have that I learned is that my story was so powerful because I didn't know how to put this out into the world. I didn't know. I knew it was important. And I said, where do you start? And I just started telling my story and what happened to me. And then people would become curious. And then they'd reach and they'd look further. And you guys are here because you're some of the people that have reached. And, you know, when you look to, how can I say, spread this to other people, the biggest key, as I've learned it, the biggest key is to do anything that makes someone else curious. Don't start talking to them like you have something to tell them and that you've learned all this phenomenal stuff. Do something that makes them curious. Like if you're working, put a copy of The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce on your desk and wait till somebody walks by and says, geez, I read a book by that guy. Sooner or later they will. Or what's that book about? And now they've reached. And that gives you an excuse to talk. It's a big deal. Make people reach. Make people curious. And even our group Souls, the Ra group, and I learned this some time ago through Carla Ruckert, I got this idea, was they said that something to the effect that they don't do miracles anymore to get attention. Because when they did miracles, which they can do, I mean, they can do all kinds of flashy things, but when they do miracles, people give up their power too easily. So instead of making a connection, a real connection, they say, oh, we'll follow you. Tell us what to do. We'll do whatever you say. And it kind of goes into the old paradigm of, you know, giving up your power and following something which does not make a strong connection. What's important is that you're in your power. And how do you get in your power when everything is screwed up? Well, you know what? We just heard from Donna and Dave. Donna didn't know what city to live in. Dave said, come to Mesa. And you know what? It's not about Donna and Dave being in the same city. It's about an act of love. It's about fulfilling and helping someone's need in a real way. And it's not easy to do that, because when people are needy, they tend to want someone to take care of them. And when you try to help them, I'm sure you've all had this experience, when you try to help someone that's in need, they keep expecting you to do it over and over again. And when you decide you've had enough, they get mad at you. And they say, how come you're not doing that anymore? I bet you all had that happen to you. So it's not easy to work with needs. And you have to be very sensitive. And you know what? If you do something for someone, then be very careful not to get emotionally involved. Let them know, I'm doing this for you one time. Here's $100. And don't keep coming back for more. You got to make it work. I tell the story, I told the story before you, but you probably haven't heard it. Some years ago, I was living in Pomona, California, and I went to the post office, and there was this black guy who was there asking for money, and he really looked down and out. And I looked at him, and I said, here, if you're going to ask for money, you got to look happier. No one wants to give money to someone that looks so sad. You got to cheer people up. And then I think I gave him $1 or $2, and I said, listen, don't spend this. This is your magic dollar. Put it in your back pocket and use it as a magnet to bring in more money and cheer everybody up. And then I went into the post office, and I forgot about it. And, I mean, you know what? I didn't expect anything at all to happen as a result of that. And then 3 months later, I went to the same post office, and that same guy was there, except I didn't even recognize him. I started walking by him, and he jumped up and he hugged me. And I didn't remember who he was. And I said, he said, don't you remember me? You gave me a dollar, and I did what you said. And you know what? I've been making so much money ever since then. So he took it and used it. See, these things really work. It's really hard to get the world pointing in your direction when you're feeling down and out. And I'm going to tell you an idea. Listen, anybody out there that's really, really stuck financially, send me an email with your address, and we're going to send you a dollar, a magic dollar, okay? Because it's not the amount of money. It's learning to receive, to take it in. So I hope we don't have, if we get more than 100 people asking for a dollar, I might have to terminate this program. But we have a lot of people on our list. But anywhere in the world, if you ask me for a dollar, we're going to send it to you. How's that for a deal? You can't refuse. So this is our Sunday grid healing, and we come together and we make a group energy. Let's see, it's 10:24, and we have people that have submitted requests for healing. And, you know, in the context of what I'm saying, even though you've submitted a request for healing, we don't do the healing. You do the healing. And we participate. We, meaning me, everyone on the line, and our sources. You have to start your peddling. And, you know, if you're asking, if you're doing the model that's called praying, you know, even all that, it gives the illusion you're not doing it, that someone else is doing it. And if you want something to happen, it's that little bit of joy that comes up inside you. The small little voice that suddenly feels positive on top of all the negative. And when you feel that, even just a little bit,
you did.
Stop everything and go with it, flow with it. Say, I feel that. Let it open. I want more. Learn how to connect with it. And you're learning now to get above your problems. And you're learning how to hold the energy above your problem. And as you do that, you open to the possibility of something happening that fixes you or helps you. And realize that it's teamwork. We're a team on this line. They're a team in other realms. We join ourselves, our energies. Uh-oh, what's that? Somebody's calling me. Ignore. All right, I got to close that. There we go. So we're learning how to do this. It's not so hard. It's easier than doing it the hard way, which is by the sweat of the brow. I mean, our sources, if you listen to last Monday's call that we did, they were explaining how grace works. And when you take into the idea that the universe is really one energy, and that energy is, normally we're separated from it, though. Even if it's true, when you're separated, and you don't feel the connection. So part of my mission on this call is to create a situation, a circumstance, where those of you who are listening can feel the energy, can feel the connection. Because once you do that, you got it. And you can keep going back to it. And it becomes a reference point. And as you feel that energy, it starts to evolve your DNA. And you learn you can take a moment during the day and contemplate, meditate. I don't like the word meditate because this is not meditation. This is communing. And you can bring in that energy and you can feel it coming in. So let's do our personal, what I call the personal healing guided visualization on this call. And what I do is I just create a little verbal dialogue where we imagine that something is happening. You don't have to believe it, just imagine it. Just go with your imagination and follow my words. And many of you have experienced and will experience the connection as we do this. So we're going to start out by putting our feet flat on the ground. And, or if you're in bed, bend your knees so they're flat on the mattress. The idea is to get your soles pointed towards the center of the earth. Or the ground. And we're going to see the energy of the earth. You know, the earth is alive. The earth is aware of us. The earth is going through a transformation right now. And we want to ground ourselves to the transformation with the earth. So we feel the energy coming through, radiating from the center of the earth and moving up through the ground and right into our feet. And moving, can you feel the tingling in your feet? This is a good time to tell the earth we love her. She has been our mother. Why do they call her Mother Earth? Because the earth has this huge energy field, and all humans are in that energy. Now, if we have it correct, the earth made this decision to support us all and has taken the responsibility for being a stage for us to grow, to become more spiritual, more connected. And we've all lived many lifetimes on this planet on her stage. And this is one of them. And so let's tell the earth we love her. And if you felt a little tingling in your feet, and if you felt it increase, you made a connection. And that connection is always there to be made. And that energy comes up through your feet, into your legs, into your calves, into your groin, into your solar plexus, into your chest, up to the top of your head. So we can see this finger of energy coming up from the earth all over the planet. For all of you people who are anywhere on the planet right now, and we're all connected through the earth. And we're connected to the shift the earth's going to go through, is going through. you know, we've said many times that in this period of time we're in right now, the earth is moving from third chakra to fourth chakra. The paradigm is changing. It's changing from power and individuality to compassion and empathy. And if we stay connected, we will move with the earth through that shift. Okay, now we're going to take the energy and pop it through the top of our head, the very top. Some people call it the crown chakra. We're going to go a foot above our head. And just imagine your focus of energy, your focus of attention is above your head. Now, of course, you can't see anything. You have to feel it. And many of you can feel it. You can feel the energy lift above your head. And you're not leaving your body. We're not astral traveling. We're still in our bodies. We're expanding ourselves. And we go above our head. And we go up through the ceiling of our house. And we go, if there's rooms in between, we just move right on through and through the ceiling and into the sky. We keep going and we're in the clouds. And the biggest thing is that there's this veil around the earth. It keeps our energies contained into the earth. And we're going to pop through the veil. Just imagine. Use your imagination. And when you're contained in the veil, you're limited. Your energies are limited. Your access is limited. As you start to assimilate the energies that are above the veil, you become more operational down here as a human. You have more spark plugs firing, so to speak. And you know, you guys, we were talking before before we started the tape recorder, and people were saying, Wynn, you sound so good today. Terry, you sound so good. I go to the place where my spark plugs aren't firing. I got sick. Terry got sick. You know, we're all clearing things. And when my spark plugs are firing, it helps me when I'm talking to you to make your spark plugs fire or to give you that opportunity. And when your spark plugs are firing, you start inspiring everyone around you. It's like it's contagious. And so we're going through that veil, and we're going up through the sky, through all those energies in the higher realms. And we come to a place where we all blend. We all touch each other. We come to a place of where we started. Because we're not just going through space. We're going through time. We're going past all of our previous lifetimes. You know, there was a time when you were not individuated, where you were just part of
the oneness, part of the great light. And there was a moment when you individuated, where you separated, where you became an individual energy. And then you occupied a body and you went through learning. How does it feel to be in a body? How does it feel to talk to people? And then you went through cycles of reincarnation, many, 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 many lifetimes. And you got trapped. You got selfish. You did all these things we all did that got put into our computer, our soul computer. And now we are moving up prior to all those things, to the place before that all started. Now, they all still exist, just like your body exists, just like your location on the physical plane exists. But simultaneously, we're going to where that point where we just started. We're just on the edge of it. We're not disappearing. We're on the edge of it. And we can be innocent and clear and pure. And we can touch each other. And we can, just by our intention, come together with a group energy of all of us combining. Just because we intend it. It's easy. And when we do that, something inside of us resonates and says, this feels really good. You can feel the energies opening in your body. We can finally tell everybody, we love you. We love all the people on this line. You love all the people on this line. And you don't even know them. Why do you love them? Because they're showing up and they are helping. Each of us is helping lift the energy so we can have this experience. Some people think I'm doing it. And try having lunch with me sometime. Because they say, God, I thought he was this and that. It's not me. I'm not doing it. I'm showing up and I'm facilitating, and I've learned. And I've learned by doing it, by experimenting, that, geez, I wonder if this is happening. And then so many people email me and they say, yeah, we feel it. So we have a group energy that we're all creating, and we're inviting our sources to join the group energy. You know, our sources claim to be the Elohim, who were the original creators of the physical universe, and the Ra group, who are made up of graduates. And feel how that feels when we're creating a oneness of energy. And the beauty is we're doing it over a phone line. We're not in a room. We don't have to pay rent for a room to bring people together. You know, in the past, you know, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, people had this experience. But the only way to do it was to congregate and to create opportunities to congregate. Sometimes they would become churches. And then there was lots of rent to pay. And people to clean it, and all these expenses. And here we are, doing it over the internet, doing it over the phone line, and we're making the connection. And let's bring the energy. Now we have this huge conglomeration now of energy in the higher realms. I don't know if you read The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, but they said this. I wish I should have, if I knew I was going to say this, I'd have the book in front of it. We're going to create a conglomerate energy. They said something like that. Exactly what we're doing. In fact, some of the things we're doing, I learned from what they were saying, and I said, I wonder if this really works. Like they said, send your energy up to us through the top of your head, and we'll send it back down as waves of love light energy. And you'll be able to feel it. If you haven't read The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, I highly, highly recommend it. Because a lot of what we're doing is based on things that they were explaining in that book. So we bring the energy back down. It's like we're plugging into this group energy, moving it through the clouds, moving it through the veil of the earth, moving it through the energies that are in between that and the top of our head, and boom, it's coming into the top of our head. If you're paying attention, you'll see how the difference works out between how the earth feels, which is coming from your feet up, and how the celestial realms feel, that are coming from the top down. I'm leaving spaces so that you can experience the energy. I'm not doing this. I'm just guiding it. Now, traditionally, our bodies, for most people, have gotten their energies screwed up over all their lifetimes. And we're going to move this energy through your body and give you the opportunity to heal some of those places where the energy has gotten tight. Usually, if you're sick, if you have physical problems, usually, on some level, there's an energy imbalance that has caused that. So if you work with this, maybe you can help shift the imbalance. So we move that energy in our head. And you can turn it into a little cloud surrounding your teeth and gums. And just say, okay, fix any cavities. Help my gum disease. You can take it to your eyes and relax your eyes. You can move it to your third eye and feel what your third eye feels like. Some of you will feel it. Some of you have heard that word and wondered what it was. See how strong the energy is when it's around your third eye. Move it down your neck, Now, if there's any place you think it should go that I haven't said, then please, you direct it, okay? You can tell it to go somewhere, and it will follow you just as well as it will follow me. And we're going to go into your chest and your heart area. Many of you have experienced huge releases from this area after coming to these calls for a while. And the heart is one of those areas that stores a lot of garbage. What does it mean to store garbage? It means resentments towards other people, jealousies, hurts. People hurt you. And it usually comes down to forgiveness. And forgiveness doesn't mean that you have to be friends with someone that hurt you. It doesn't mean you have to ever talk to them again. It means you have to release it and move on. If you hold it in your heart, it's a point against your graduation. Taking up space where your heart can be open and be loving. So put all those people in this light and let them go. The lovers that abandon you, the partner that stole your money, the parents that didn't bring you up right, the parents that gave you all their hang-ups, the sins of the parents are visited upon the children. You know, they didn't do it intentionally. They didn't know how not to do it because they spent their whole life doing it in that way. And they got it from their parents, who got it from their parents. So you're going to break the cycle. That's your job. It's not going to go any further. You're going to forgive your parents and let it go. You can understand it doesn't, you know, it takes a while to shift the energy. You have to be patient. Because when you were brought up in a certain energy pattern, it's very strong. You spent years of your early life being conditioned to your parents' energy. So you can see how easy it is for those energies to transfer down from father to son. But you can stop the buck. You can do it. And one thing is to forgive your parents. The other thing is to understand what they did to you. Understand the parts of you that are operating on that conditioned energy. So when you see that come up, when you see it come up, just say, I know what that is. That's what my parents gave to me. That's not me. Some people feel a lack of worthiness because their parents were unworthy, felt unworthy. And when you realize that transferred down from your parents, you can start observing yourself. So when you feel worthless, you can say to yourself, that's not me. That's conditioned. That's not me. I am not worthless. Everyone has those kinds of things. And it's not easy. They don't go away on the first time you do it. But if you keep doing it, if you keep knowing your patterns, if once you learn your patterns, you learn what's been conditioned into you, when you learn it, you can keep watching yourself and not believing it. Because the old pattern is to believe it, to believe you're not worthy. I'm a piece of it, whatever. And nobody's ever going to love me. and I'm not worthy. I don't deserve anything. People go the other direction when I'm walking down the street. Don't believe it. Just say, that's my pattern. And as soon as you start doing that, you start to heal it. That's the key. And we go down from our heart to our solar plexus. And our stomach area, it's the seat of power. It's the area that martial arts, I believe they call it the hara. They teach people to generate energy from their solar plexus because they believe that whoever generates the most energy wins the match. Maybe you've watched people when they walk into a room, they command a presence just by their energy. You feel, don't mess with me. I remember looking at people that were leaders of anything, and they all had that quality. The good ones did, I should say, had that quality of don't mess with me. And if you do, I'm going to get angry, and you're going to feel it. And they never got angry, but you knew that if you messed with them, they would. And that was enough to demand respect. You see, that's not contrary to the heart. It works with it. Because if you just have your heart open, you can get into the space of wearing your heart on your sleeve, being nice, sickeningly nice to everyone, thinking that's what an open heart is. That's not what an open heart is. An open heart is a radiation of energy that comes from your heart. There was a spiritual teacher that said, think of the sun. The sun doesn't decide who it's going to shine on and who it's not going to shine on. Unless you're living in a cave, you're outside, the sun shines on you. And that's the way an open heart is. It radiates, it shines on everyone. And the people that are sensitive, that are not living in caves, will feel it and you'll lift their vibration. And having your third chakra, the power chakra, means that you can do that and people can't come into your space and snap your energy. That's one of the things that can happen with an open heart, is that you appear vulnerable to people and the wrong people will move in on your energy and attempt to control you. And you don't even know what's happening. And you think, oh, my heart's open, I'm being good. In the meantime, they're taking control of your energy. So the power chakra helps you protect from that. And the fifth chakra, which is the throat, gives you wisdom of discernment so that you can navigate and not make mistakes. You can read things better. So it all works as a team. And we go down to the second chakra. That's one of those areas that each of us has to discover for ourselves how that works. Some people, they can be celibate and it works for them. Other people, they can't be celibate. They need that expression. And one of the problems with needing that expression is that you suddenly think you need someone else to express with. Now they're not there, and you feel like you're stuck until you have the right person. And that's not really true, because there's self-service. But you have to be able to do everything in your expression with no guilt. Because if there's guilt, you screw up the balancing. So you can experiment. There's no right or wrong. You can experiment. Even if you're going to get into a relationship with another person, it's probably not going to be right the first time. And it's best to become friends, really good friends, so that it gives you the permission to see if you can make that opening, sharing, without controlling the other person and them controlling you. Because in the lower levels, there's a lot of control patterns that come through sexuality and sexual expression. Dominance. Dominating another person. Fear of loss. Trying to control someone so they won't leave you. And if you want to have a good expression, it's not just going to be second chakra. It's going to move into the other chakras. It's going to move into the heart. It's going to move into the wisdom. There'll be someone you can talk to, and they're waiting for you, just like you're waiting for them. You have to go where they might be. You have to think of who you might like and where they might be hanging out, like the art museum or a meetup group or something. Even on an online dating service, don't make restrictions. You never know. And so we go now down from our second chakra through our legs, through our feet, and back into the earth. And so we did it. We've created an energy that comes from the center of the universe through all the realms, through our body, and into the earth. And our body's in the middle of it. And in fact, when your body disappears, which it will, that energy won't. Take the moment and feel it. Remember it. And during this week, try taking some moments where you can bring it in by yourself, where you don't need to be on this line to bring it in. And this is a good time to put things in the light. What is putting something in the light? It means creating an intention and putting it into this field, into this group energy that's us and them, and formulate it with the highest intent you can. And see it happening. If you're looking for a healing, if there's something wrong with you, move into your body on a cellular level. You know, when we go up high and we connect to the group energies, we don't see anything, but we can feel something. See if you can move into the microscopic cellular level, the macrocosm. See if you can ask to change the energies in your cells. Always for the highest good and honoring free will. You know, some of the people that have put in healing requests. Faith in East Hampton for a partner. You know, every one of these people, somebody else has the same request. So just include it for yourself. Joshua in Austin. I always wished I would go to Austin. It's a musical town. Puts his dog in the light, who was exposed to distemper and had another seizure. And they love their dog. And Kathleen in Denver, healing her body, mind, and spirit. And her cats. Allison in Camden, her 82-year-old mother, who's depressed. And she has a frozen shoulder. David Ferringer in Pennsylvania, whose sister's having a heart transplant. Pat Lanham puts in the light the relationship between her older daughter and her boyfriend. Scott in Post Falls, Idaho. Success in his new job. Sherry in Clearwater, Florida. Needs a job. Sam in Houston. For his father who has Parkinson's disease. And whatever else. Marsha in Boothwyn, Pennsylvania. For her friends having surgery. Kat, Shelley, Cheryl, Adam, John. I hope you'll all visit this list and take a moment during the day just by sending them the light. It's not only good for them, but it helps you connect. You can't do anything for anyone else without doing it for yourself as well. Niccolo in Bulgaria. His friend Jim in Petersburg, Utah. So take a moment now and hold the space for all those people and for yourselves. If you didn't put your name on that list, or if I didn't read your name, it doesn't matter. We're in a sacred space right now. And imagine that our sources are one with you. They say they are. Imagine they can hear your thoughts. They're telepathic. So if you think something right now, it goes right into their etheric ears. Imagine that's possible. And let's see what they have to say about it. We're going to have them bring a message in through Terry. And I'm going to call in the light, but we already did call in the light. That's what we just did. This is the shorthand. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround, protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And I hope Terry's unmuted. Maybe you should say one word.
Hello?
We hear you. Okay. We turn it over to you, to our sources, as they communicate through Terry Brown.
We greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. This is November 25th, 2012, and it is planet Earth. And we are available to each and every person who wishes to make connections. We are here, not over the telephone line, not over the radio, but we are simply non-linearly available to each and every person who wishes to make contact with us. We are taking a moment to look at each request that each of you has, whether you put it on the list or whether you haven't. Many of you are non-selfishly thinking of the ones you love, the ones you love so dearly, and wishing the best for them, and wishing that their issues can be resolved and they can have a healthy and healthy life. Your wishes and your love and your nurturing count, and they help to make an environment that the individual can feel more secure in, can help ground to, can in some place within them feel the love and the nurturing that you are providing for them in caring and in loving as you do. Others have put in the light concerning a job that they wish to sustain them, to sustain their families, to bring their life into harmony, a place to live, a place to flourish, a place to grow from, a centering. There is within each the centering that a person is able to do to bring themselves to center. Yes, they are the source of what they can offer and provide to others in the area of jobs, what they can offer, how they can fulfill what another person needs. And if one can shift from the looking for the job from the aspect of themselves to looking at it to the aspect of what they can do for the other, what they can fulfill for the other, what they can make available for the other that the other can then consider indispensable. And once they have made this connection, they will have their job when the conditions of the person that is needing someone meet up with what a person can give in can provide, as there are companies, as there are individuals out there that truly need someone to fulfill something that each of you has to offer. It could be in a retirement home, providing something for people in a retirement home. There are areas where if you expand your idea of what you have to give, you can expand it into other areas that make the possibility of more jobs available. We look at the area of Earth and we see that there is much abundance available, and one needs to connect up with their need with what abundance is being offered and is available. There are many communities that have cheaper meals for individuals in need. And there could be volunteer one's services to such an organization. And then there can be hooking up with such an organization to provide one and their family with whatever is needed in the way of food. There are organizations that provide Christmas gifts for children who are in, and the parents are in desperate straits, so the grandparents cannot provide something for the children. One might check out to see something that might be available. There can be gifts that can be gotten very, very cheaply for children from the Goodwill or from other thrift stores. We send and we see you surrounded by love and opportunity and abundance in areas where you might not have thought of to look. That there are people out there that wish to give and would feel very happy to be able to give. And it is a matter of hooking up the need and the desire with someone who has a need and a desire to give. We are there and we are available and we are with you. Thank you.
Thank you. I got an email from Jeff Solomon. How to unblock his chakras. Jeff, try taking your hands, put one on top of the other, and hold it over your heart. And send energy, see the energy of the universe flowing through your hands into your heart. And do it for a while until you feel some movement. And try the same thing on different chakras. Put your hands over the top of your head. Imagine your hands are receiving the energy from the universe, from the higher planes, flowing through them. And move it over your body and see if you can make that work. And that might work for other people as well. You know, another good exercise is to imagine that your higher self wants to talk to you, and take a piece of paper and say, okay, higher self, tell me what I should do. And at that point, stop thinking. Just write down spontaneously. Don't think of what you're writing, anything. Even if you think it's stupid, write it down and keep writing until the energy stops. And see if you can connect with your own guidance. One time we did a workshop doing that, and people would just spontaneously talk. And it was just amazing the wisdom that each of you has that you don't usually take the time to access. So, as Terry was talking about jobs, look at your unworthiness and practice countering it. Counter your unworthiness. Force yourself through it. The part of you that thinks nobody wants me. And say, everybody wants me. I have beautiful things to offer. Today, aside from having the right talents and qualifications for a job, many people will put you at the top of the list because you're holding the light energy. And business owners are stressed, and they need people around them that can hold positive energy. It helps de-stress them. And if you can do that, you will end up at the top of the list when they start looking for people. And try it. You know, sometimes when I look for something, I make a lot of phone calls. If I look for a mechanic, for example, I used to just call the first one and go to him. And then I realized that if I called 10 or 20 people, I would look for the person that answered the phone that had the best attitude, the most loving attitude. You're looking for an alternative health practitioner. Look for that. And because when you find the person answering the phone has a good attitude and makes you feel good, very likely their boss has a similar attitude and that they're enjoying being there because they enjoy being around their boss. And then you know that's a really good place to go to because there's an uplifted energy. So just get on the phone and call people, call people, call people. And when you find that energy, that's where to put an application in. And I've done that many, many times, and it's always worked. So let's move on, and let me see, do I have any announcements before we do our planetary healing? Don't ever give up. Somebody out there is looking for you. Whether it's a job, whether it's a client, and that you have to put up the right billboard so they find you. And don't worry about feeling unworthy. Just do it. A long time ago, I learned that energy follows action. And it took me a while to learn that because there were days that I didn't take actions because I felt unworthy. And I said, I'm not going to do anything until I'm feeling worthy. And I couldn't get to feel that way. And, you know, you can go through depressions that last months and months. And you say, how come I can't get out of this depression? Well, start taking action. And action starts giving the universe a chance to support you. The universe does not support complacency. It supports action. And as you take action, you'll find the energy moves. I learned that over and over again. I mean, there are days that I have things to do and I don't feel like doing them and I can't get my energy up. And what I do is my own things. I go to Starbucks or I go to a little public place and I take my computer. And then I start doing stuff. And as I start doing it, the energy comes in and I can spend hours and hours concentrated. But unless I walked out the door, I would have been stuck. And I know this works for everybody. Jerry was saying, go to volunteer somewhere. When you volunteer somewhere, you meet other volunteers. And you're meeting them in a uplifted service situation. And as they get to know you, they might hear, oh, you're looking for a job? I know somebody that needs somebody. And it gives you the opportunity to get a recommendation from someone who helps build the energy because they recommend you. When you go in the door and say, John thought I would be good at this, you're already hitting the ground running. So be around people. But don't do it for that reason. Do it to be of service and let the energy come. If you do it for that reason, then it looks like you're on the make all the time. And then people resist that. Go there and do the best job of service that you can, and other people will notice you. They can't help but notice you. So when we do, now, I hope no one is, Lizanne is saying our sound is cut off. I hope she, well, you know, sometimes
I can hear you.
Yeah, I know you can hear me. I hope that we're okay on BBS, okay?
You are. There's a little fuzz in the little sound in your line, Wynn, but
you're perfect on BBS.
Are you listening on BBS?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Not that I know.
Can you hear me?
Because I know we're good on the phone, but I don't know if, you know, I think she's listening on BBS, so I hope they're not screwing up.
Unmuted.
If anyone's listening on BBS, okay. That's probably it. We got all these emails with no BBS audio. So thanks, Doug. And everybody on BBS, I hope you're welcome back if you went through that power outage, okay? And I'm just seeing here. I got my first request for $1 today. And that's good. At least I didn't get 10,000 requests. I'll be in big trouble. Okay. All right. Two requests. Three requests. All right. Good. All you people that have requested $1, wonderful. So we're working with a group energy. I'm kind of talking, but there's a lot of energies working with us. There's all of your energies. You know, each of you is a part of God in this realm, or a part of all that is. And we're not feeling separated. We're feeling the connection. You know, the Ra group, this is as I've learned it. Now, they said this in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. They said, we have a team of people that are all around you. Imagine that there's a team of interdimensional beings surrounding your body right now, coming close in. You can't see them, but you can feel it. You don't feel alone. You feel connected. Let them know that you love them. And they can hear you. They can hear your thoughts. You know, the Ra group comes in close in. And the Elohim group is kind of distant, and they beam in. I don't know if that's exactly right, but that's how I experience it. I see we got a whole bunch of people that are submitting things into the light. I'll give you guys a tip when you're putting things into the light and on the list. Put them in just before the call, in the half hour before the call, because I usually go from the top down, and there's always more things on the list that I can take the time to mention. So if you're coming in on the last bit of time, you'll be right at the top of the list. But you don't need to be on the list to get heard. So we are a team that is using our group energy for the purpose right now of planetary upliftment. Everything that's in the physical starts in other realms. Some of you who are metaphysical have learned about the astral realm, the causal realm, the etheric realm. There's a whole stair step of energy that goes from your body back to source. And everything that you are, most everything, starts in other realms first. That's why when you start expanding yourself like this and you put things in the light, they're moving into the space prior to the problem or above the problem. So, just as our body has energy blocks in it, places where things don't flow, that are making things go wrong for us, our planet and all the people on it are creating energies that are blocked. Some of them controlled by what we call the negative, or service to self. And we're going to use our group energy to see where we can make a contribution to unblock some of the things on our planet. We can imagine, use our creative visualization to see this energy that we were bringing in through the top of our head. And when we did the personal meditation, we went up to where we were all group energy, and we had our group souls joining that energy. What we're going to do now is keep it more terrestrial. We're going to see the energy coming out of our head, and it's connecting with everyone else on this line, and everyone else who's listening to the replay. And the energies are connecting at a very high level above the earth. And our sources are coming down and flowing in to our connection. So to do this, we're moving through all these areas where perhaps the negative has contracted the energy flows. And we're moving through that. And we can't see it, but we're adjusting the energies right at this moment just by doing this. And since this is all following our intention, we're going to take this energy and move it around our planet. Move the focus of it around our planet. And while we're doing that, let's invite all those people who don't know we're here on their conscious level, but their high selves know we're here. Their high selves can feel us. And let's invite their high selves to invite their energies to participate with us as well. And let's invite the dolphins and the whales to be with us. The dolphins in particular are very, very advanced, and supposedly they work with the grid lines of the planets. So let's take all this energy that we're creating and see it dropping in on the Middle East, one of the worst trouble spots on our planet, where there's ancient hostilities between people, where there's vying for control over oil, where there's mutual fear and mistrust from one country to another, where there are hundreds of thousands of people that have been impacted by the American war efforts there in the past few years. And let's hold our energy over the Middle East for healing, for compassion, for wise and compassionate leaders. And let's do the same thing for Washington, D.C. That those people that are the decision makers, that are in control of our future,
Let's ask that they might make compassionate decisions, that they might open up to this light. For the highest good. Let's expand this cloud over our entire country. Remember the James Taylor song, Shower the People with Love? Let's do it. And let's do earthquakes. You know, we made a connection with Earth through the bottom of our feet. According to our information, the level of Earth changes on our planet, and in a particular area, has a connection with how many people are holding loving energy with the earth and with each other. How does that work? Well, I think on one level, the earth can make decisions, and the earth can say it's really upset about something, and it can create an earthquake. And that we want to ask that any events like that be moderated so that they're small, they're away from population centers. There has to be earthquakes. There's going to have to be them because it's part of the Earth's growing pains, as they explain it. And let's take our moving cloud of energy, move it over the Pacific Ocean. And as we do often on Sundays, the ring of fire, the land masses surrounding the Pacific Ocean, are the most volatile earthquake zones in the country. And we see our energy going through the earth into those areas of fault lines, surrounding the faults, the tectonic plates. And we can start like a laser beam, focusing all of this energy and bringing it to a point, a laser, sculpting out South America, the western coast, starting with the southern coast, up the coast, moving down to any earthquake faults. Going up to the top of South America, through Central America, through the western coast of Mexico, the western coast of the United States, San Diego, Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, Carmel, Santa Cruz, San Francisco, the Bay Area, Berkeley, Oakland, Concord, Sausalito, Mill Valley, Marin County, Sonoma County, just moving up California, Oregon, Washington, through Vancouver, BC, through the western coast of Canada, across Canada, through the southern coast of Alaska, the eastern coast of Russia, down through Indonesia, Singapore, Hong Kong, and as we get to Japan, let's in particular surround Fukushima with this energy and ask that any radioactivity can be fixed, however it can be fixed. Go down to Australia, New Zealand, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, Hawaii, and the Fuji Islands. Can you intuitively feel how the energy moves, how powerful it is? How powerful we are when we operate as a team. We'll go to St. Louis and what's called the New Madrid Fault Line. And send energy to that entire fault line for release of stress, and the Mid-Atlantic fault line, and the Canary Islands, and let's look at the frequencies that are being sent all over our planet, that are being artificially produced. And ask for help vibrations to counteract those frequencies, sometimes called harp, so they don't have effect. If you've never looked that up, H-A-A-R-P. Some people think they're causing earthquakes. Some people think they're causing control patterns in humans. Let's counteract those frequencies. Let's ask that anything that's harmful in chemtrails be rectified at a molecular level. If you're not aware what chemtrails are, look them up. All over the country and all over the world, there's been the airplanes flying that are leaving white plumes that stay in the sky that people say drop things on us that are not good. Do your own research. Chemtrails. Chemtrails. I'd like to ask that no nuclear weapons be allowed to go off. And for the highest good, no weapons of mass destruction be allowed to go off. Now, David Wilcock was saying a bunch of soldiers met and their guns all jammed. I can't validate that, but I hope it's true. And let's go to our own cities. Each of you is part of the ground crew, a connecting force to these higher energies. And the more you can hold them, the more you can lift the vibrations around you. Right now, think of your home. Think of your family. Think of your neighborhood. And ground these energies right where you are. As you go do things during the day, aside from the reason you're doing it, keep holding the idea that you are grounding these energies. Wherever you walk, don't go on an ego trip about it. This is like silent. No one is going to applaud you. No one's going to say, wow, you're grounding energies. Make it a silent ministry between you and God, between you and the higher realms, to hold this space in every interaction. And just practice it. Sit down in the middle of an area and say, I'm going to bless this area. Just your intention to say that will start it happening. That's the magic of this. Learn your own power. Let's take a moment and once again ask for the support for yourself, all those things you're putting in the light. Shut your eyes and think them. All those people you care about, bring them into this space and hold the energy. Remember, it's all for the highest good, honoring free will, And sometimes people have to go through dreadful periods of suffering because they need to learn from it. And you can't lift that from them until they've learned their lessons. Let's come back down and be human again. You don't have to lose this connection. For some of you, if you've made the connection, it's a good time to just lay down and hold the space for a while. Because it's always there. It doesn't stop when the call ends. As our sources often say through Terry, we leave, but we do not leave. And on that note, in case any of you didn't notice, I sent out something called a White Friday sale, and I put all of our stuff really deeply discounted, including the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. It's a good time to get some of our workshops, and they're half the price of the web price, and it's certainly a good time to get the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. If I was spending money and I hadn't read the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, I would recommend getting that before the workshops, and then the workshops secondarily, because half of that book is the direct channelings from the Ra group, and there is so much wisdom. And there are so many keys to how to get through your stuff and how to make connection. And, of course, they say, as you study us, we study you. And that means that as you read their words, you start moving into their frequency, and they can start feeling you. And that is a great way to enhance your connection with them. And also with the Creator God book, if you didn't get a chance to read it, if you downloaded it, you didn't read it, please read it, because this is one of the fastest ways to integrate this and to get through your conscious mind and your resistance and your skepticism that it's real. And if you look at the email today, there was a link that said White Friday sale. So click on that and you can see our deals. They're going to go until Monday night at midnight. Of course, White Friday is my renaming of Black Friday, which is the traditional American shopping thing. And there's pendants on there, keeping the price on the pendants. And they're going to be a great Christmas gift. There's a testimonial from a gentleman who was wearing one of the pendants and was convinced it was changing his dreams. He was getting into more intense and more vivid dreams when he wore it at night. So check it out. There was a link in today's email, and it's 12:57. We're almost off the air. Just thank you so much to everyone who is volunteering. I'll make a mention that we may be putting together some more transcribers. You know, if you haven't gone to thespiritchannel.net, we are getting a huge response from people who are checking that out. It's only been out for a few weeks, and there's been 5,000 hits, and they keep coming. And I thank Bogdan for putting that up. And you'll notice that a lot of the calls don't have transcripts. And so Pauline and Valerie are going to help coordinate this. And particularly, if you're really, really literary, be sure and mention that, okay? And on that note, we will bring this call to an end. And I just send my gratitude and thanks to every one of you who are helping make all of this happen. And
you're up.
Hi, my brothers and sisters. We love you.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you.
I love you all.
Marvelous, Wynn.
Take care.
Thank you, Wynn.
My sister, Dana.
Thank you, Wynn.
Love to my brother, Sam.